welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout, we know.
Here at OK Sis, we believe women are multifaceted.
Which is why you can expect sisterly banter on a wide range of topics such as pop culture, our entrepreneurial journeys, and mental health routines.
We promise it'll be informative.
And silly.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood.
Hello and welcome back to the OK Sis Podcast.
What's your name?
My name is Mads. What's up?
Hey, Mads. I'm Scout. I'm your older sister. Nice to fucking meet you.
Oh, yeah. We've never met before. It's fun seeing you here in the flesh.
Okay. Well, let's not take it that far. But hello, Mads. I miss you. I love you. I know you're coming into town, I think, in a week, a little bit over a week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will be coming to San Diego. I haven't been to San Diego since Thanksgiving. Isn't that wild? It's been a hot minute.
And you're going to stay with me in my new house in your guest room.
I know. It's the first time I've ever seen it. I am so excited. I'm just going to like cry the whole time because it's like a house.
Really? Oh, I'm interested to see your emotional reaction when you walk in.
Okay. It will be strong.
It'll be strong. And you haven't seen my office.
I know. It's just going to be a whole new onslaught of experiences. And I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be so cute because we're going to wake up. We're going to eat breakfast together. We're going to drive to work together. We're going to work out at the same office. Then we're going to come home and make dinner and all the stuff.
That's so cute. We're so domestic and like such living in a post-pandemic world.
Truly, truly. The post-pandemic world is just as fast as the pre-pandemic world.
Yeah, it was like overnight. I haven't seen a mask. I haven't seen one.
Oh, I mean, I've seen some, but it's just kind of, I mean, I guess that I don't know. I feel like we should have taken a little bit more rest and slow pace back into the real world. But I don't think, the only thing I think that has been permanently changed because of the pandemic, other than our trauma that has built up so significantly that it will affect the rest of our lives, is the work from home flexibility. I think that will always be a thing. Like, I don't think there's a world where most companies, I know some companies don't do this, but where most companies don't have a flexible come into the office or work from home policy.
Yeah, most people are going to be like 3 days in the office, 2 days home type of thing. Yeah. Which sure. Great. Love that for the flexible gals out there, the working gals that need some flexibility. We're into it. I do want to share with the class that I threw out my back yesterday. Now,
okay, wait, before you say this, do you know how hard it was for me when you texted me to be like, okay, now do you believe me when I said I fucking threw out my back? Because when I threw out my back, you said I was lying and that it wasn't a big deal and that I don't have lower back issues. Yes. And now that you have, I've been waiting for this fucking podcast to look you in the eye and say it is a real fucking thing and welcome to lower back pain for the rest of your fucking life.
Well, okay. Excuse me. I will not have lower back pain for the rest of my life, but yeah, very fascinating experience. It was a new sensation that I have never felt before in my body. I was doing a HIIT workout and 5 minutes in, I was like, oh, that's something.
Please tell me you stopped the workout, right?
Oh, of course. I was immobile. I could not even, I couldn't do anything. Good. I did try for like a hot second. And then I was like, wait, I like fell to the ground. Like I was like, this is not, my whole body is just immobile. So I realized that I threw my back out and I've never done that before. It was a certain sensation and pain that I don't wish upon my worst enemy. It was like something, now I have empathy for people who say, I never understood.
You mean me? You have empathy for me?
Sure. So I have empathy for you. I have empathy for like older people who throw out their back. They're like, oh, I threw out my back. Like now I understand. And now I'm one of you. So I'm happy to be part of this group that I think I just, you know, increased my empathy. It was really a humbling experience for me. Ben had to like strip me down to go, for me to go in the shower. I could not even bend down to take off my clothes. He had to like strip me. And then I was laying flat on my back. I could not move a muscle. It was awful. Just awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the experience of throwing your back out. It is not ideal.
Whew. All right. Well, now I'm like kind of scared to work out again. Like, I know it'll be fine, but oh my.
No, you have to wait. You have to wait a while before you can work out.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah. You have to wait till you're healed.
When will I be healed?
You cannot just go back to HIIT workouts. Like, I'm telling you, Mads, forever, you are going to have to do stretches and make sure this is extremely healed before you even step back into a fitness studio. Or else you will pull it out again and again, like I did, and again and again, and then you won't be able to sleep on your fucking stomach anymore because your back will hurt so badly.
No. I need to sleep on my stomach. I love sleeping on my stomach.
Same, the best.
Are you're a stomach sleeper? You're not a side sleeper? I feel like you're a side sleeper.
So I'm an in-between side and stomach sleeper where I am. My go-to move is like this. I think they call it like it's like Superman, where I have one arm up. And then if my left arm is up, my right knee is at a perpendicular, is at a 90 degree angle. And my stomach is at a tilt. So half of it's down,
yes,
and then half of it's up. So I'm like an in-betweener, but I also can very easily sleep on my back, but I'm not a full side sleeper. I'm not a full side sleeper.
So I used to be a back sleeper because I read that J-Lo does that so that she doesn't get any of her face skincare products on her pillow and that it helps with anti-wrinkles. So I did that for like 3 years. And then I was like, you know what? Life is too short to sleep in a way I don't want to sleep.
Also, do you want to know what is preventative for wrinkles?
Sure.
Getting good sleep.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was stupid. I was just like, yeah, fuck this. So then I started sleeping on my stomach because I was like, you know what? I'm robbing myself of pure joy.
Wait, do you think that J-Lo is sitting there and being like, wow, because I said that, a woman named Maddie has been sleeping on her back for the last 3 years because of my face?
100% J-Lo thinks that. She sits at home and just... she stays up all night thinking about it, laying on her fucking back.
She's got to know the impact that she has on this world.
I know. She really impacted me. So, yeah. So now it's back to the stomach. I'm into it. It feels just fantastic. And then every girl sleeps like this, where they pike their one foot up. And it's so interesting because, like, how uncomfortable. Like, if you think about it, it feels like you're doing tree pose. Like, we would never be able to hike our leg up while we're standing or while we're like sitting. But for some reason, when we're laying down, it feels great. We're not like pulling a groin. It's phenomenal. It's otherworldly that we do this.
I think it's maybe it's like a stretch situation that instantly puts us at ease.
It must be, because I see TikToks all the time where people are like, you know, when you're laying down and then you like hike your leg up, and it's like, everyone has this experience.
Yeah, it's the best. So men don't do this?
I don't think men do this. No, because I don't think they're crotchier. Again, I don't really understand how it works for us. Like, how does our hips and groin not like tear? Our legs are fucking up by our ear.
Okay, well, it's not that aggressive. It's a regular motion. It's our bodies can move. We are mobile. So
it's gymnastics.
I don't think it's gymnastics. No, nope, okay. Don't think it's gymnastics.
Okay, let's do current fixations because we have a really good ep coming up.
Ooh, okay. So my current fixation is a very specific recipe that I make for an aperitif with ghee. So one, we all know we're huge ghee fans over here. We've been talking about ghee forever.
I've been drinking ghee so much lately. We had Melanie Mazarin, the founder, on OK Sis. If you want to go listen to that episode, she was like, you know, a Parisian queen. And they have been having so much ghee at Launch House. And I have just been, those spritzes, man, those ginger
so
spritzes. Oh, I could drink 10.
Yeah, same. So every single night I have been basically addicted to making a ghee aperitif with Topo Chico, a little bit of Topo Chico. Mm-hmm. And then I pour like 3 splashes of the ghee, their main elixir, whatever you want to call it.
Elixir.
And then I don't know. And then I put half a lime, just squeeze half a lime in there. And it is so good. It's refreshing and bitter, but it's not too flavorful. It's just very light. Obviously, I put it in a wine glass so I can be fancy. And I'm craving it every single night. I'm craving it at that 4 to 5 o'clock mark. I want my Ghia aperitif.
So let's talk about ratio. What ratio are you doing? Because that is where I fuck up every time. I don't understand cocktails. Like, I don't understand the ratio.
Okay, so pour the Topo Chico as if you were pouring a regular glass of wine. So the Topo Chico is about like 90%. Okay. And then the Ghia is about 10%.
Okay. And you're mixing it?
You don't even need to mix it really, because it's not that many like ingredients.
You put ice in there?
No ice in there, because the Topo Chico is already chilled and the Ghia is chilled and the lime is chilled. So we are...
Oh, we got the triple chill.
We're triple chilled over here with our aperitifs. So yeah, just like pour the Topo Chico halfway through the wine glass and then pour like, I don't know, like three gulps or whatever of Ghia and then half of a lime squeeze.
Fantastic. I'm into it. I'll try it because I got some Ghia in the fridge. I'm always stocked.
Yeah, always stocked. Okay. What's your current fixation?
So my current fixation is Coachella. Okay. I bought these Coachella tickets many, many moons ago. And it's creeping up. It is creeping up. And I really haven't let myself get excited for it yet. Or I hadn't until this week. Something just switched. And I was like, oh my God. I'm going to Coachella. It's all I can think about.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with my friend Lisa and her friend Katie. And it's just us three against the world. And it is going to be...
And where are you staying? At a crack house motel?
We are... You know what? I'm an adult now. And we are staying in a beautiful, giant home in Palm Springs.
Nice.
I booked the Airbnb the minute they announced the tickets. So I got it super, super cheap, and it's going to be amazing. So also, I wanted to do a shout out. If any brands would like to sponsor me to go to Coachella.
If any brands are out there and listening and are interested in Maddie's TikTok capabilities.
Oh, 100%. I'll whore myself out for TikTok. If you guys want me to do like TikTok content, I will help you. If anyone knows how to get into Revolve Coachella, like that's also something that I'm really, you know, interested in and passionate about. If you have any information, you can email us at sisters@oksayspodcast.com. Okay. Anyways, so today, this morning, I started to do my inspo, fashion outfit inspo. You know, I got the Pinterest board. You know, I got the shared album. I'm all up in there.
Yeah. What's the festival? I seriously Coachella changed the fashion world, where we have spring collection, summer collection, fall collection, winter collection, and then we have festival collection.
Oh, every single shop right now, festival shop, like every single one. So it's been very interesting. So everyone knows that I've been, you know, been on a budget these days. I've been working with the financial gym to help me with my budgeting. And it's been so fascinating because the first thing to go was clothes. That was just like an addiction, you know, obviously the sweatsuits. And I really solved that. That was a interesting overnight, like no more clothes. I didn't even miss it. It was really interesting. Like I literally have not shopped, I think, since October, since I went to Nashville. That was like the last time I shopped for something, which is crazy for me, if you know me.
That's very hard for me.
Isn't that crazy? So, I mean,
like, I'd rather eat in every single night for a month than not shop.
Okay, so that's the opposite for me. Is like my hardest thing now is the eating out, which I just every single day. So today I was like, okay, I need to go shopping. We have our cousin's wedding coming up and we have Coachella. So I was like, okay, I gotta go shopping. So I was like, wow, I haven't like been on, you know, my sites in a while. I went on Princess Polly and I was like, let me see what the, you know, fashion girlies are into these days. I see it on TikTok, but I haven't seen it, you know, in the stores. And it's cute, man. It is so cute. It's early 2000s. It's matching sets. It's halters. It's crop tops. It's crochet. It's checkered. It's flared pants.
Ugh. Dude,
I'm into it.
Okay, go to Target. Go to Target. They literally have a whole Gen Z line. Ooh. Like literally there is a whole line with exactly what you're talking about. I tried it on. I was like, maybe I can pull this off. Every single thing looked absolutely terrible on me. It was not working for me.
Well, you're not Gen Z. But they have like, so.
What?
You're not Gen Z.
Either are you.
Actually, I'm on the motherfucking cusp. So
no, you are so, you are a 20, you are about to be 28 years old.
Okay,
there
guys,
is no world.
This is what I am.
Where you are on a cusp.
I'm a zillennial. Do you think it's choogy to say zillennial? I think that's the most choogy thing. Okay, anyways, keep going.
A 25-year-old's a zillennial. Mads turning 28 this year is a millennial.
Is a millennial. Okay, anyways, keep going.
The other day, my cousin looked at me and asked if I got a treatment in my hair. I said no, but I am taking Nutrafol. You see, sisters, I had some shedding issues postpartum when it came to my hair, so I made it my mission to support my hair growth and strengthen my hair. I mean, Mads, you saw my hair last time I was up in LA, and you even complimented me. Which, sisters, you know that when Mads compliments me, it's a big deal.
I do have to give this one to you, Scout. Your hair is looking thick, strong, and beautiful. When it comes to hair thinning, it's complicated. The problem is, it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair.
Every morning after I eat breakfast, I take 4 pills, and it becomes a seamless addition to my morning routine. But the reason I decided to go with Nutrafol when supporting my hair health is that Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh, also, Nutrafol makes the best Mother's Day present, especially for new moms. The perfect way to show them that you care about their postpartum support.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code OKSIS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code OKAYSIS. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code OKSIS.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Oh, I was just going to say, go check out Target. Great selection.
Target. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. I got Princess Polly going. I got Verge Girl going, and I got Zara. So we're on it. I also want to do a little like accessory splurge. I want to do like, people are doing puka shells. Is that what it is? And beaded things, like very camp vibes, very like you made this lanyard at camp vibe.
Okay, well, I'm excited to see the outfits. That's the best part about Coachella, in my opinion, is the outfits. Lord knows I will not be returning to the Desert Festival ever again in my life.
No, you will never. Yeah, we've banned you from that horrible place.
Like, unless I get a VIP situation where I get a private car that drives me literally into the campgrounds.
Yeah, that's like Kardashian status. We're not going to get there, but...
I mean, don't put limitations around the possibilities of my life.
Whoa. Honestly, that is a whole new level of manifestation that I haven't even tapped into. The ability to have a private car drop me off from Coachella. Literally pick me up and drop me off. I don't want to walk 1 foot.
I mean, listen, if we get to a point, I don't care how old I am, whenever we get to that point, I'll go to Coachella. We could be 60. I'll go to Coachella just because of that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll pencil it into the schedule. Yeah. So if any sisters are going to Coachella, let me know. Let's do a little meetup. That'd be cute. Also, this is the first year that TikTok is a thing at Coachella. Because,
oh God,
I know. Because obviously, you know, TikTok got so big. So it's just going to be interesting because it's like the first Coachella since the pandemic.
Oh my God. So literally when you're walking in the crowd, you're just going to see everybody TikToking.
Oh, it's going to be disgusting. It's going to be revolting.
When I went to Coachella back in the day, in the early days, I saw people on acid and having sex on the floor.
I have seen someone have sex at Coachella before.
Yeah. It was an interesting moment for me.
Yeah. Not really something I would like to see again. But yeah, it's going to be very TikTok heavy. People are going to be really leaning in. We're going to be doing the I'm a savage, classic, bougie, ratchet, you know, all that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be maybe watching or maybe just turning off social media. Is it 2 weekends or is it 1 weekend?
It's always 2 weekends.
Well, I don't know. Since the pandemic, are you going weekend one?
Of course. I said I will never go weekend two ever again in my life. I'm sorry to anyone who's listening going to weekend two.
Yeah, it's because the weekend, when we went, the weekend was like pissed that he had to be there again.
He was so annoyed.
He was like, this shit again.
Also, he was the same Coachella as Beyonce, and it just like he knew that he like it wasn't even headliner. Like he was just like, I'm just here.
Yeah. Anyways, have fun.
Thank you. All right, let's get into the meat of this episode. We've done this before and it was very silly, so I thought that this should be just like a reoccurring episode. I really enjoy this. Let us know if you enjoy this in our Geneva group. I have pulled some pop culture and celebrity headlines, and Scout is going to live react and try to guess what these headlines are about. Okay?
Let's do it.
Number one, Selling Sunset, Jason Oppenheim. Armed robbery behind office. Here's how I'll protect my people.
Okay. Wow.
There's a lot to unpack. Oh my God. Here.
This is a lot to take in. Blessings to the Oppenheim group. My prayers are with you. Okay, a paparazzi was like, I would like to see inside photos. And so I am going to take a gun and I'm going to wave it in the back from the window or that door in the back. And if they don't give me the pictures, it's not an armed robbery of material items. It's an armed robbery of paparazzi gossip photos, because maybe Chrishell and Jason, not sure if it was Chrishell and Jason or Chrishell and Brett, maybe they were getting back together and they were sneaking around at the office. And so the paparazzi was going to armed robbery them for photos.
All of that is false. Okay, let me read you a little bit. Actually, the gun part was correct. So there we go.
Well, armed robbery, Batty. Oh. That is what, like, that means that there is someone with a gun. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Selling Sunset honcho, Jason Oppenheim, is... Why did I think it was Oppenheimer? What is Oppenheimer? Okay. Jason Oppenheim is shaken up following an armed robbery in his office's parking lot, but he's taking steps to keep himself and his coworkers safe, including arming himself. We got Jason outside his West Hollywood office on Thursday, about an hour after the robbery. He says the suspect pulled a gun on a man demanding his luxury watch. Jason says that they just missed the incident, walking around the corner as the thief fled by car. Okay, so he was not a part of this at all.
Okay, so I was kind of correct.
Like it had nothing to do with him. All right, great. Thank you, TMZ. Okay. Thank you, TMZ. All right, next.
Mm-hmm.
Kim and Pete, love those buns. In-N-Out run turns into a spectacle.
I'm going to impress you on this one. Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were getting In-N-Out. And everyone ran up to them and said, show me the branding, Pete. Show me the tattoos, Pete. Show me how you branded Kim onto your chest. Show me how you wrote a tattoo that says, my girl's a lawyer. I want to see it. And that's what happened. People were in hysterics. Hysterics. How could Pete Davidson brand Kim Kardashian? What is going on? What does that look like? Oh my God. There's tattoos. There's more than one. There's four. I see them. They're at In-N-Out. And then stampede to Pete. Show me the branding.
Okay, so you got half of the story right. Kim and Pete were at In-N-Out. And that's all that That's all that you got right. Literally, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. The couple rolled up to an In-N-Out in the LA area and got in line at the drive-thru and immediately drew plenty of attention. First of all, there's nothing low profile about Kim's custom gray Mercedes-Benz sedan, so the paparazzi certainly spotted them. That is the story. That's it.
Oh. Really thought it had something to do with the branding.
Nope, this is all there was. I do want to hear your thoughts on the branding, though. Are you pro?
Oh my God, there's so many things going through my mind.
I'm also, yes, I am very proud of you that you even knew about that. That's great.
Yeah, because on my homepage, the clip of her on Ellen came up and I watched it. Well, no, that's not true. Erica Stolman from Fashion Lush posted the video and I watched Erica's stories. And so then I watched the video. My thoughts are
must have hurt.
I want to be careful with what I say here. My thoughts are that I'm so happy for them. They are obviously in the most insane whirlwind romance possible, and it's beautiful and awesome. And Pete Davidson is the kind of guy that does get his girls tattooed on his body, so I don't necessarily think it's like that big of a deal for someone like Pete Davidson. You know, for someone like us, that could be a really big deal. But I think in his world, the, you know, people that really get tatted, they don't look at them as that extreme, if that makes sense. The branding is definitely intense.
Well, that's why he got the branding.
I know, so that it could never be removed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Time will tell if this is a very passionate, lustful whirlwind romance or if it's more foundational. I think it's more the former versus the latter. And yeah, I'll tell you other thoughts off air.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I think it's dumb, but that's just, you know, I'm living for it.
I'm living for it, and I don't know what he's gonna do when they break up. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, of course. Who do you like better? Kim and Pete or Travis and Courtney?
Travis and Courtney. Hands down.
You are that couple. Like, if any couple described you to a T, it's them.
Except Adam's nothing like Travis.
I know, but you're like into that. You know what I mean? Scrawny, tatted boys.
I've never actually dated a scrawny, tatty boy. I've only dated like scrawny guy, but I've never dated a tatted guy. But in like a alternate universe, I could definitely do that.
Okay, great. Glad to know. Okay, next. Kylie Jenner discusses postpartum recovery after welcoming baby Wolf. It's okay not to be okay.
She had her baby and she named it Wolf?
Oh my God.
Wait, stop.
Scout. Okay, you get like 1 point for the Kim and branding, and then you deduct 20 points for not even knowing that Kylie gave birth.
Wait, can I just really quickly say my thought?
Okay, sure.
Is anybody picking up on the fact that Kim has been dating two men with histories of severe mental illnesses and that potentially there is a mania happening within Pete Davidson or something? Like,
sure.
There is like Kanye is severely mentally ill. Pete Davidson has a severe mental illness. And
is he bipolar? Pete Davidson?
I have to look it up. I can look it up right now, but I don't know if it was schizophrenia, but they both have serious, serious mental illnesses. And I can't help but wonder like what, do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Why is that? Like, what's the parallel? Is she loving the highs of what that brings, or what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Maybe that is true. Maybe she's, yeah, attracted to the high and the mania of it.
So he has bipolar. Yeah. Pete Davidson has bipolar disorder and Kanye has bipolar disorder. And that's why I was a little concerned, because one of the traits of bipolar disorder when you're manic is impulsivity. And so getting Kim branded on his body, obviously, like, let me just say, I do not know Pete Davidson's current mental state. I do not know the intricacies of how he lives with a disorder. I just know my experience with my bipolar disorder. And seeing her going from Kanye, who has big highs and low lows, and like the low completely destroyed their family, to now going on a really big high with Pete Davidson, and he's getting Kim branded to his body.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a red flag for someone with bipolar disorder, because that's an impulsivity, not thinking clearly, manic behavior. And so this is a complete assumption that might have no validity at all. But someone who is bipolar, I just can't help but be like, you went from someone who had a severe bipolar disorder that ruined your family, and now you are in this intense love bubble with someone else who has bipolar disorder. And are we experiencing Pete David's mania at this moment?
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I wonder if she recognizes it. I wonder if that's something that's going through her brain. Like, oh, I've dealt with dating someone who has bipolar disorder. So maybe she's used to it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a judgment call. I'm just pointing out that there might be similarities here that feel comforting, that feel like she's used to it, or that she just maybe really understands bipolar disorder and can support men through it. Her partners through it. But I just couldn't help but notice, like, whoa, both of her past partners have pretty severe mental illness. And the branding for me, like, triggered a mania episode on Pete's side.
Yeah. You know, we got to get Kim on the pod is what I'm hearing.
We got to get Kim. We got to get Pete.
We got to get Kim and Pete on the pod because we need to talk about bipolar in relationships. She's literally the expert. Look at this. Look at what she's dealt with.
She really is.
Okay, 100%. Okay, guys, if anyone knows Kim Kardashian, please send us send her our way.
Yes, please send her our way. That's just some of the similarities I was picking up on and thought might have a bigger narrative at play. I don't know.
Oh, anyways. Yes. Bigger narrative. Okay, anyways, Kylie Jenner has welcomed her son, Wolf.
I did not know she gave birth. When did she give birth?
Are you on the internet? I just want to know.
I mean,
what corner of the motherfucking internet are you on? She's 6 weeks ago.
Oh. Is she back with her boyfriend? What's his name?
Travis.
Wow. So we have Travis Barker and then we have Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Confusing for all involved. Are they together or are they just like, let's keep being parents?
It's unclear. I think they are together, but it's like, I think it's just like, hey, let's have sex so that we can have the baby. Or maybe they're together. No, it's unclear. They don't really like talk about it.
Okay, so Wolf, is that a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay.
Baby Wolf.
So she's dealing with postpartum blues.
Yes.
Wishing her all the love because I hear that's very difficult. I hear it's very difficult.
Yeah.
I know she's an amazing mom. I know she cares about her children. I know she loves being a mom. That is clear and evident from the content I have seen her put out.
Yes.
I know she loves that Stormy little cutie. So much.
Ugh, that cutie.
So I'm sure she loves this little Wolfie just as much.
Oh,
and Kylie
what a name.
Kylie is she's struggling right now with hormones. And I think at this point in time, we should give her support and love because what she's experiencing, a lot of mothers go through. And we need to support them while they tend to the new babies that they have brought into this planet.
Great. I think you nailed it. You nailed this one. Actually, no, you didn't nail it at all because you didn't even know that she had a baby.
I can't believe I didn't know Wolf was born and that it was a boy and that his name's Wolf.
I know. Wolf is the best. I just love that name. So she says,
it's a great name. She's killing it.
It's not easy mentally, physically, spiritually. It's just crazy. And yeah, I didn't just want to get back to life without saying that because I think we can look on the internet for other moms going through it right now. We can go on the internet and it might look a lot easier for other people and put the pressure on us, but it hasn't been easy for me.
Bless you, Kylie. You got this.
Oh, bless you, Kylie. You could do it, girl. You could do it. Okay, great. Next. I put this one in for you. Here we go. Loki star. Do you watch Loki?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. That's what I thought. But your face didn't. Okay. Loki star Tom Hiddleston is engaged.
You know he dated Taylor Swift.
Yes. I'm not. Oh my God. Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. I love this guy so much.
Okay. Who do you think that he's engaged to?
Okay. I think he's engaged to a model that's not a top supermodel, but like a nicher one.
Okay. No.
From Eastern Europe.
Oh, okay. Nope. Her name is...
Okay, let me try again. She's a lawyer. No. Yeah, something like that. Like a lawyer or a nurse, you know, something like that. And she lives in the Midwest, and he met her through a friend, and they fell in love.
Okay, absolutely wrong. Her name is Zaw Ashton, And she's an English actress, playwright, and director.
Okay. So I got the international thing a little bit.
No.
Because I said Eastern Europe.
Okay. No.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Mazels. How long have they been together?
3 years. They've been
beautiful together. Is there a photo of the ring? Is it a pretty ring? What's going on?
No photo. No photo of the ring. I just see a photo of them two together and that they're engaged.
Wow. Wishing Tom and British playwright all of the love and success in the world.
We love you, Tom. Just kidding.
We love you.
Team Taylor. What? Sorry.
No. No, we love Tom. I love Tom.
Okay, we love Tom. Okay. Now, this is a biopic. Not a biopic. What do they call it when they do like a journalism piece?
Oh, a journalism piece. Investigative journalism? What do you mean?
Sure. This is an article. Okay. This is just an article. But I really liked the headline. Stars, they're sort of like us. Julia Fox and Anna Delvey welcome the next era of celebrity news.
The world is in a dark place.
Did you know that Julia Fox and Anna Delvey are like friends?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Did you watch Anna Delvey on Call Her Daddy?
No, I thought that was just the trailer. I didn't know it came out that you sent it to me.
It was a video. She does video podcast.
Alex Cooper is killing the fucking game. Can we get Alex Cooper on? We got to get her on. She's killing the game.
We got to get her on the pod.
We got to get Anna Delvey on because, oh my God, I haven't done my Anna Delvey impersonation for the sisterhood.
Hold on. Anna Delvey is making the podcast rounds. Like, honestly, as like a podcast tour person that you are, like, she's using your formula. She has been doing the rounds from jail. I'm not kidding. She does it from jail.
But wait, she's out of jail.
She's out of jail now. But when she did Call Her Daddy, she was in jail.
Okay, well, we got to get her now that she's out of jail. Like, maybe we fly to New York.
She's being deported. She has to go to Germany.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah, maybe we got to go to Germany.
Okay, well, I've been very frustrated because I've been seeing reels on Instagram of people doing Anna Delvey impressions that are going viral. And to be honest, they're just not that great. And I am 100% better at them.
Okay, ready? Go.
Okay.
Warm up.
Which one should I start with? I have to pull the mic back because I get kind of loud when I do Anna Delvey.
Do the one where you're like, the wire transfer.
Okay. God, now I get nervous. You know I get nervous when the camera's on me.
When you have to perform.
Okay, we'll do some warm-ups and we'll see how I do. The money will come tomorrow. I don't know why, you just don't trust it. My dad is gonna wire the money. No, that wasn't good.
That was really bad.
I know. Well, I'm forgetting the lines. What are the lines?
Something about the, wire the transfer. I don't know. You always say.
I'm trying to build a foundation. My daddy will wire the money tomorrow. Why do you look so poor?
I do not
have time for this. I do not have time for you.
Very good. Very good. Yay.
VIP is always better. Why you gotta be so bitchy? My dad's gonna wire the money tomorrow.
Okay. So you should listen to her on Call Her Daddy. Nothing really was said. Like, she is living in... I wish Alex Cooper, like, straight out asked her, why did you lie about being... I wanted to ask her, like, are you an heiress? Like...
We all know she's not.
I know, but she has never like said,
She's never going to say that.
But why doesn't she just be like, where is the money in your bank account? Where did it come from? Like, specifically, where did that money come from?
You know what that question is, Mads?
Yeah.
It makes you look really poor.
All right. Anyways, so apparently Julia Fox chatted with Anna Delvey in jail and just said, so what are you wearing right now? Is it like so hard not to be able to wear nice clothes?
I do not have time for you.
She is asking the hard-hitting questions. We love her.
Okay.
Okay, next. Mariah Carey shares text she accidentally sent to Shawn Mendes instead of her cousin Sean. What do you think she said?
Oh, no. I can't tell if it's sexual or if it's like, good job, baby boy. Keep it up, you know?
Good job, baby boy.
Like, maybe she thinks he's her younger brother or something.
Okay.
The text say, do you want to do a Christmas album together in 2022?
Oh, that'd be great. But why would she be sending her cousin that?
Right. Oh, she was texting her cousin something that she accidentally texted to Shawn Mendes.
Yes.
Oh, there's probably nothing taboo or scandalous there whatsoever. It probably said, when are you coming over?
Okay. She wrote, happy Thanksgiving with a leaf and said, wrong Shawn. Sorry. Also, I do realize it is not Thanksgiving. Ha ha. And then Shawn says, ha 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 ha. That's okay. I figured it was an inside joke. So apparently
this conversation has no merit and should not go any further because my brain cells are fucking dying that I am literally talking about this right now. Next.
Stupid. Okay. Meghan Markle announces next big project set to debut this summer. What do you think it is?
Oh, she is starting a foundation for philanthropy.
No, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are starting a podcast. Scout, it's another podcast for you to put your client, to pitch your clients to.
I'm done. I'm done here.
It's going to be on Spotify.
Good thing I don't really have Spotify, so.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, looking forward to the pod. Okay, next. Justin Bieber breaks silence on Hailey Bieber's frightening blood clot issue. Did you hear about this?
No. Is she okay?
She's okay, but she posted on her story. She said, yesterday I was having breakfast with my husband and I started having stroke-like symptoms. So we went to the hospital and there was a small blood clot in my brain. And then, but they got it out.
Oh my God, she lives to tell the tale 24 hours later?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
thank God.
Yeah, it was very scary. So this is Justin's response. Obviously, you guys know, most of you probably know or seen the news about my wife. Not sure if you guys seen. Okay, she's good. Scary, you know. It's been really scary, but I know for a fact that God has her in the palm of his hands. That's a very you response.
Yeah, except for the fragmented words that grammatically don't make a great sentence.
Okay, I should have prefaced this. This was him speaking at a concert. This is not like him.
I was thinking, I was like, did he write this out on a caption? Was this like premeditated?
No.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's all the pop culture this one can take for one day. I feel inundated with news. I feel inundated with the fact that Wolf was born. I feel inundated by the fact that Mariah Carey accidentally texted Shawn Mendes. I feel inundated with the fact that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson went to In-N-Out.
I know. They went to In-N-Out. I mean, crazy, right?
So this is a lot to absorb, and I need time to myself to integrate.
To integrate this into my life, program this in my brain. Yeah, this was a fun episode. Sisters, let us know if you like these types of episodes where we just, you know, giggle and say things that insert ourselves in situations that do not need inserting at all. I don't know what that sentence was.
Everybody's been on their toes, the toes of the tip of their tongue. They're waiting for our thoughts on pop culture headlines.
Oh, they're on the tip of the toes.
The tip of the cliff? What is it? I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the tip of the cliff.
We love you so much. Mads and I will be together for an entire week at my house soon. So follow us on Instagram at OKSIS Podcast or me at Scout Sobel or Mads at Maddie Mayo, since I'm sure she will make me do something on the stories or the reels or the TikTok. So stay tuned for that. And if you liked this episode, do us a solid and leave us a rating and a review. We would love it so, so much. Text it to a friend, recruit a sister, whatever you want to do.
Recruit, yes.
Recruit. We should have like a recruitment week, like so sorority.
Nope. I'm going to veto that.
I've never been in a sorority, so it could be my...
You don't need to. You would hate it.
Well, yeah, that's why I never put myself in that position. But anyways, okay, we love you, sisters. Catch you next Monday.
Love you.
Do you ever feel like you're struggling through motherhood? You're not alone. I'm Erica Jossa, host of the MomWell podcast, therapist and mom of three. Join me each Wednesday as I sit down with guests, including psychologists, pediatricians, psychiatrists, fertility specialists, lactation consultants, and more to unravel the myths of motherhood. With expert advice, practical tips, self-love, and some coping skills to help you along the way, you can become the mother you want to be. Listen to the MomWell podcast at momwell.com/listen or on your favorite podcast platform.